Our Lady of the Open Road by Sarah Pinsker. The needle on the veggie oil tank read flat empty by the time we got to China Grove. A giant pink and purple fiberglass dragon loomed over the entrance, refugee from some shuttered local amusement park, no doubt. It looked more medieval than Chinese. The parking lot held a mix of chauffeurs and manual farm trucks, but I didn't spot any other greasers, so I pulled in.
Cutting it close, loose.
Silva put down his book and leaned over to peer at the gauge. There hasn't been anything but farms for the last 50 miles. Serves me right for trying a road we haven't been down before.
Where are we?
Asked Jackie from the bed in the back of the van. I glanced in the rear view. He caught my eye and gave an enthusiastic wave. His micro-braid spilled forward from whatever he'd been using to tether them, and he gathered them back into a thick ponytail. Silva answered before I could.
Nowhere, Indiana. Go back to sleep.
Will do.
Without music or engine to drown him out, Jackie's snores filled the van again a second later. He'd been touring with us for a year now, so we'd gotten used to the snores. To be honest, I envied him his ability to fall asleep that fast. I glanced at Silva. You want to do the asking for once? He grinned and held up both forearms, tattooed every inch.
You know it's not me.
There's such a thing as sleeves, you know. I pulled my windbreaker off the back of my seat and flapped it at him, even though I knew he was right. In the Midwest, approaching a new restaurant for the first time, it was never him, between the tattoos and the spiky blue hair. Never Jackie for the pox scars on his cheeks, even though they were clearly long healed. That left me.